Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Money Mom Show. Are you tired of struggling day after day to reach your financial goals with no success? Do you want to know how to use God's Word as a roadmap to reach your financial destiny? Then this is the show for you. Your host is none other than Sherry Gray, one of America's leading financial coaches. As a host and financial coach, Sherry has helped thousands of individuals and families nationwide, taking them from where they are to where they need to be financially. For the next hour, you will be armed with the knowledge to achieve victory in your finances. You will hear firsthand how Sherry uses biblical principles to teach you how to budget, eliminate debt, and save for your future. And Sherry does it all with a mom's touch, not telling you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. And now, here's your host, the Money Mom, Sherry Gray.
Welcome to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray, and this show is called Getting New Year, New You, Getting Fit on a Budget. And I have with me my special guest. Again, she is a return guest. Her name is LaTanya Ellington. And LaTanya is a health coach assigned to help you take control of your health. You can achieve optimal health by learning how to transform your thinking while being empowered to take authority over habits that are preventing you from fulfilling your God-given purpose. LaTanya's own struggle with weight and fulfilling her purpose was not really about weight at all, but about everything that she allowed to hinder her. It was about how she handled life trials, tribulations, fears, disappointments, and seasons of uncertainty. In 2011, LaTanya was hospitalized, and during that period, the doctors could not successfully identify the problem. Based on her white blood cell level, she was told her immune system was weakened and her body could no longer fight infectious disease. LaTanya was exposed to sickness and disease. Stress had taken a toll on her body and her mind and affected not only her physical health, but the health of other areas of her life. At that point, LaTanya knew something had to change, that something was her thinking. So LaTanya expanded her thinking, detoxed her mind and body, and took a practical approach to weight loss by applying the Word of God. This allowed her to take authority over emotional triggers that caused her to overeat or not eat. She was then able to transform her life for good. LaTanya will work with you to reach your health goals in areas such as achieving optimal weight, reducing food cravings, increasing sleep, and maximizing energy. As you work with LaTanya, you will develop a deeper understanding of the food and lifestyle choices that work best for you and implement lasting changes that will improve your energy, balance, and health. LaTanya, I want to thank you so much for joining me this hour.
Thank you, Sherry. You are more than welcome.
And I'm going to take a little click over because I see we have a caller. Sometimes people call in because they just want to listen in, but sometimes they have a question. So I just want to just check and see really quick. Hello, caller. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom. Do you have a question for LaTanya? I guess they're just listening in.
No, I do not.
You do not. Okay. Very good. Very good. Well, LaTanya, like I said before, thank you so much for joining me again. You are a repeat guest, and I enjoy every time you're on the air with me.
And I enjoy being with you, Sherry.
Oh, thank you. Now, as I did mention in your bio, you had some health issues at some point in your life, and the doctors couldn't tell you what was going on, and that's what really launched you into your health and wellness transformation.
That is correct. What I learned is it was my thinking. It was my thinking and my mindset. And once I found the key, I have to share it with others. Because
yes.
I know if it worked for me, it can work for them as well.
Yes, yes. And I love the way you implement the Word of God into your health and wellness because, of course, He's the source. And we can learn anything we need to know about how to become better, take better care of our bodies, definitely from the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everything that we need pertaining to this life is in His Word. It is a blueprint for finance, for health, for relationships, dealing with adversities, emotional, you know, roller coaster, whatever it is that we experience, we can find it in His Word. A solution in His Word.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is January, so this is the time of year. You know, we've come off the holidays. Thanksgiving and Christmas are over. We ate I'm sure you ate well, but I can speak for myself. I didn't eat very well over the holidays. So this is the time of the year when people start to make their New Year's resolution. And one of the resolutions everybody makes is that this year I'm going to get in better shape and better health. And so you see all these commercials and about Jenny Craig and Weight Watchers and all these different commercial weight loss programs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, in your opinion, if they really, really work? Because I see them all the time, but I wonder, does it really work?
They work if you make them work.
Yeah.
If you allow them to work.
Yeah.
You know, this is the time of year. It's like the diet industry, the weight loss industry, they wait for January. Throughout the year, don't get me wrong, they have some good ads, but it is something about January because they know people say, you know what, okay, this time. But really,
mm-hmm.
what does it make this time?
Yeah.
What makes this time different than last time?
Yeah.
So if you're going to make it work, it can work. Jenny Craig can work. Weight Watchers can work. Whatever, you know, don't look at it as a diet. You have to look at it as a lifestyle. So just say, okay, me eating like this lifestyle will work.
Yeah, yes.
But you have to have a made-up mind.
That's true. Like you were saying, I took the information, you know, I was reading a little bit about your background from your website. You were saying you had to change your thinking before it really worked.
And it wasn't easy, Sherry. It was difficult.
Yes.
You know, I am not going to pretend like it was not easy. It was difficult when I did it in my own strength.
Yes.
Okay. So when I did it in my own strength, it was a challenge. But when I allowed God to come into the equation, and I allowed His Word to permeate my mind and just begin to transform it, I was able to, you know, walk the walk that I'm walking right now in my health.
Awesome.
Not to say that I don't have challenges. You know, especially the holidays and when people, you know, are getting together and all this great food and it's something about smelling, you know, something that reminded you of when you were a little girl.
Yeah. Triggers
like,
a memory.
I just want to park in that.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? And I'm gonna keep it real. You can partake in it, but you have to know when to stop.
Right, that's true.
You know,
some of these weight loss programs, I see that a lot of them have like their own food. I'm not sure about the food though, because I see a lot of them are like prepackaged. I mean, like you said, any of it can work, but it just seems like the frozen foods, prepackaged foods, aren't necessarily the best option for you.
Actually, you are, that's the way that I feel, too.
Yeah.
I don't think that prepackaged, like, for example, with Jenny Craig, and I believe Nutrisystem as well, which I have, in fact, cracked the code for Nutrisystem.
Okay.
I'm so excited about that.
Code.
I cracked the code. But I have cracked the code. I am so happy about that. But so I can teach you. If you really want to learn, I can teach you how to have the same food that they swear by in Nutrisystem.
Mm-hmm.
And even with Jenny Craig, I can show you how to prepare those foods. But prepackaged food, it's like a gourmet processed food.
Yeah.
You have your Lean Cuisine and, you know, in the freezer section, but then you have
yeah.
your Jenny Craig and your Nutrisystem,
mm-hmm.
which still
yeah.
they have to put some level of preservative on that
yeah.
to ship it to you. I mean, just think about
That's
it. Shipping
true.
Food. I mean, like shipping broccoli. All you have to do is pop it in. You know, I mean, really.
It's
so
not
it's
natural for food to last for like a year and a half, to have a shelf life of over a year. It's not natural. No.
Absolutely. So it's, yeah, it's not. If it's lasting a year on your shelf,
yeah.
just imagine what it's doing to your body.
Oh. Now, mm-hmm. I know this is the time of the year, too, that you see all these ads for exercise equipment, you know, the next greatest thing to help you lose weight. I guess it's the same thing with the weight loss programs. It can work if you work it, if you actually use it.
Mm-hmm. That
Definitely.
You are absolutely correct. I have found, and I'm going to share this with your listeners, because I know that there are people, I'm on a budget, and I did
mm-hmm.
not want to get a gym membership because I was doing my DVDs and I was fine. But
right.
I noticed that I began to lose muscle mass because
mm-hmm.
There are some weight resistance equipment that my body, I need. Like my hamstrings are getting weak, so I
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm investing in my hamstrings.
Okay.
But anyway, have found a website for those who are on a budget. It's called, it's on YouTube, and it's called Fitness Blender.
Fitness Blender.
And they have some wonderful, when I say wonderful, they have 340 videos out there, and they're constantly putting them out there every day. And it's and it's full-length videos. You don't have to pay anything for it. You can subscribe to their page, and you can get from as minimum as 5 minutes to as much
mm-hmm.
as an hour and a half workout. And you have low
wow.
impact, you have high impact, you have ballet, it's just phenomenal. And I have been using that website when I don't feel like going to the gym and I just kind of, or I have too much on my plate, and I'll just
mm-hmm.
watch that YouTube video, get a quick 15-minute high-intensity interval training in for 15 minutes, and I'm burning calories because it's such high intensity. I'm burning calories throughout the day, so I'm working smarter and not harder.
Wow, that's amazing. So all you guys listening out there, Fitness Blender, go to YouTube, type in that keyword, and you can get some awesome workout videos for my favorite word, absolutely free. So right now we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Redeemed by Big Daddy Weave. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I will see you in a few.
Haunted by ghosts that live
Welcome back to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray, and I have with me as my special guest, Ms. LaTanya Ellington. She is the founder of Fit for the Kingdom. She is a health and wellness coach, and just happy to have her with me. I love that last song, Redeemed, talking about how we were brought back to God through Christ, and we can redeem our bodies, too, through the Word of God as well. And that's what we're kicking off the first show in 2013, talking about getting our bodies back, getting them back to the way God had planned for us the whole time. We're not supposed to be sick and dragging and all these things. You know, we're supposed to be living a life, a full life, and that includes being well in our bodies as well. So before I get back to Tanya, I'm sorry, go ahead.
When you talk about how we're not supposed to be sick, you know, I believe that we have been bamboozled, we have been hoodwinked, know, we have had the wool pulled over our eyes into believing that our God desires, or that if we're sick, that means that we're closer to Him. It's almost like if we lack in our finances, then that somehow that equates to us being closer to God. And that is a lie, you know, straight from the pits of hell.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
You know, sickness and disease was never our portion. Isaiah 53:5 talks about that. It was never our portion. Healthy living is our portion. That's what He desires for us, and He has given us everything that we need pertaining to this life and godliness to ensure that we are taking care of our temples, that we are doing, you know, he even gave us, you know, a guideline, a principle of what He desires for us to eat. And He even said that the herbs are the healing of the nation. So if you do come across, you know, a curable, healable, reversible disease, all you have to do is, you know, identify, okay, well, what herb could I particularly take? And I'm not talking about the herb, you know, the the cannabis.
Right.
I just had
not
to put that out there.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't good to laugh. But not that herb, you know. But there are herbs that, like the raspberry tea leaf, there is the basil, the cilantro, the parsley, the thyme. It is so many herbs that we could incorporate into our diet and just, or our, I don't like to use the word diet. Let me reverse that and say eating regimen that can help us along with our faith.
Wow. Now,
along with our
so it's faith and practical, too. We got to apply it. We can't just know it and understand and have the knowledge. We got to apply it to our everyday lives.
That is that. Now, that's the fun.
Now, are there foods that you mentioned about eating different foods? Are there foods that we can eat that can boost the weight loss? Because you see all these pills and all these things on television. But is there like a food we can eat to boost our weight loss and our metabolism?
Yes. Any of your spices, you know, will definitely increase your heart rate, and then it will because it really when we're looking at metabolism, it's really your heart rate, and then also too your muscle mass. We know that muscle burns fat, and then you know muscle weighs more than fat. So your spices, your cayenne pepper, your jalapenos, those will definitely you know help to boost your metabolism, as well as you know a lot of times people they have water weight, it's water weight. What you want to do is you want to eat foods and that are high in water content. Like for example, you know your cucumbers, your lettuce. You want to eat even your greens like your spinach, your kale, your Swiss chard. All that helps to dump the water, you know, out of you.
Oh, really?
Actually does. It helps to release water. And then also, too, and I just learned this, is that it also contributes to your water intake. So it does twofold. It helps you to release water weight, and then also helps to increase. So a lot of times the doctor, or the medical community, it tells us, they tell us to drink, you know, 8 glasses of water a day.
Right.
Well, what I found is this, is that we actually, our bodies is made of 70% water and also minerals.
Right.
And if you remember, when God created man and it rained, he formed us from dust, dirt, right?
Oh,
so
right.
The soil, mineral is soil. It's water and it's mineral, okay? Water and dirt. And so if we are created from that, we have to have that in our bodies to maintain.
That's true.
I learned is that when we drink excessive, like you hear some people drink a gallon of water, when we drink that much water, and being that the water should have the mineral level in it, but it has been stripped, we end up stripping what mineral is in our bodies out because it comes out through our urine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if you eat fruits and vegetables, any fruit, any vegetable that is juicy, you know, like your oranges, your apples.
Watermelon, maybe?
Watermelon, especially watermelon. If you eat cantaloupe, honeydew, eat those fruits and vegetables, and it constitutes as water, and then it helps you to release water. Food.
Wow. And then you get all those vitamins and minerals in the fruit as well.
Absolutely.
That's like a bonus.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm not a big veggie eater. Maybe I shouldn't confess that to you. But anyway, I emailed you a this awesome slaw. It's like, I don't want to say coleslaw, but a recipe that had like shredded cabbage and cilantro and lime. It had all, and I didn't think I would love it, but it was so good. If I could find more things like that, it would be awesome. But I know on your Facebook and as well as your website, you post all these beautiful pictures and all these beautiful recipes. The food looks so good. Because I think that's the issue a lot of people have. It's like, yeah, I want to eat better, but food always tastes so bad when it's good for you. But that's not always the case.
No, it's not. Actually, what people are longing for is this. They want that memory. It's a memory. They want that memory from when they were younger.
Yeah.
And what mama used to make or what daddy used to make. Mama
macaroni
used
and cheese and cake. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, but that is the taste. And so they, anytime when they eat, their mind, the memory portion, it goes back to that era or that particular place in time. And so what we have to do is we have to reprogram the thinking.
The go back to the thinking.
You have to. And then what you have to do is you have to, see, healthy food doesn't have to, healthy food doesn't taste nasty, but it's how you prepare it.
Right.
And if you prepare it, and it can be just as rich as, just say, for example, collard greens. I actually, for the very first time, ate raw collard greens.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I know. And you couldn't get me to eat collard greens without at least some turkey meat in it, you know.
Right, smoked turkey meat.
Turkey meat. Give me some smoked turkey meat in it. You know, but what I did was this. The recipe is this, and I'm sharing the recipe. The recipe is you take your collard greens, you marinate it in apple cider vinegar along with some onions, some crushed red peppers. I even threw some cranberries in there to give it that sweetness because we all want that sweet. Everyone has a sweet, salty type taste. You know, that's what they crave for.
Yes.
That's what, that was what was in grandmama's food, sweet and salt. And I marinated that along with some extra virgin olive oil, and I put fresh garlic in there as well, and I marinated it for 6 hours. And I didn't make a lot of it because I wasn't sure how I was going to like it because, you know, collard greens are bitter. So, but when I pulled it out after about 6 or 7 hours, it was so, I could not believe how delicious. But I'm going to tell you what it was. I smelled it because, see, I like the smell of vinegar that I just love that smell. And when I smelled it, the taste buds in my mouth began to salivate. Hey, you see where I'm going with this now?
And it
And then my mind, my mouth, and then my mind started to coordinate and was preparing itself for what I was about to put into me. Now once I put the collard green, which was is bitter, into my mouth, along with the vinegar and the cranberry, we have neurons in our stomach. The same neurons that we have in our head, we have it in our stomach. And with the bitter, I know, right? And with the bitter, it just begins to prepare my stomach to receive it and to enjoy it. And then once I had enough of it to say, okay, I'm satisfied. So it does, it starts with the smell. So if if you can just reprogram yourself, just even if it's a smell that you like, use that particular seasoning to give you that preparedness, I want to say, to receive what it is that you're about to eat, even if it's not what grandmama, exactly what grandmama used to make.
Right,
you know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
You know, it's funny. It's funny because I went to a Peruvian restaurant months ago, last year sometime, and we got this chicken, and it was so good. I was like, I want to learn how to make that. There's certain things I eat, and I want to figure out how to do it. So I just Googled it, and I found this Peruvian recipe, and it's a rub. It's cumin, paprika, garlic powder, regular black pepper, oil, and vinegar. And it's like it forms like this paste, and you rub it all over the chicken. And you can even take the skin off if you want, and you let it sit there for a couple hours. And we put it either put it in the oven, or we have one of those like a roaster or whatever. It is amazing. No salt, because I can't eat a lot. I can't eat a lot of salt. So, but I thought, oh man, I'm not gonna have the salt in it, so it's not gonna. It was delicious. So my family loves that now. I make that over and over again now. And no, just spices, oil, and vinegar, and that was it.
That's it. And that when you talk about cumin, that's mine. Now you all into my language. Because I love that in all spices. So you have to play with the spices. And that's what make, for example, other cultures, their foods. Their food is rich, but with the exception of of Italian food, it's a lot of butter, a lot, you know, a lot going on with that. But when we're talking about Middle Eastern, you know, they are very rich in flavor, but it's not fattening, as well as Asian. You know, Asian, you know, their food, they don't count calories. And they have, you know, in their culture, they'll have big feasts. And it's all around food. But yet you see that there aren't many, and I haven't seen many or any really, you know, overweight Asian people. And it's like, okay, well, what is it that they're doing that we're not doing? And we need to find out what they're doing, and we need to apply it. And what it is that they have a healthy relationship with food.
Right.
Healthy relationship.
That's amazing. That's going to be my next question, but right now we're going to take a quick, about counting calories, but we're going to take a quick break right now, and I'm going to leave you with the sounds of You Are I Am by Mercy Me. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you in a few. Welcome back to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray, and I have with me this hour, LaTanya Ellington, founder of Fit for the Kingdom. And I just want to remind all the listeners, anyone who calls in with a question tonight will receive a free copy of my new ebook, Coming In and Going Out, The Guide to Making More and Spending Less. See, we have a caller. Caller, do you have a question for LaTanya tonight?
Oh, hello, Sherry. This one, Matt. I don't have a question, but I want to make a comment. I can attest to what the host, your guest, is saying. And unbelievable, I lost 20 pounds, you know, from March up to now. And it mainly was, you know, looking at my health. I cut back on the amount of sugary things that I eat. I continued to exercise. Not only did I lose weight, but it became a lifestyle. Also, I had more money available because I wasn't buying a lot of, you know, excess things to get filled off of. And not only as a result of making my own self healthier, it also rolled over into my family. And I cut back on baking cakes. You know, I used to bake a cake every week. Now I have cut back to about every 2 weeks or once a month. So, you know, whatever people do in terms of their health, they have to do it such that it become a lifestyle, because if not, they go back to doing the same habits that they've been doing, you know, that might cause ill health problems.
Wow.
Okay, that was it.
And it goes back to what LaTanya was saying. You were saying a lifestyle change. It's changing your thinking. Definitely. Well, thank you, LaTanya,
awesome.
For...
I want to say congratulations.
Yeah.
That is awesome. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, because there were some people. I went to Nigeria over the Christmas, and the people hadn't seen me in 20 years, and they said, I look the same way that they last saw me. And that was about, you know, and that was amazing. You know, I'm 20 years older, but, you know, I'm looking 20 years, you know, younger or more.
That's the power of change.
It is.
Well, Lynette, because you did call in with the, you had a comment.
Yeah.
So that still counts. I will send you a copy of my new ebook. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight and calling in.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay. Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, Sherry, that's what I'm talking about.
I know, that's amazing. Amazing. And when you eat better and you live better, you feel better.
You feel better, but you know, impact. Did you hear what she said? She said she cut back on how much it even saved her money.
Yes, that's
money.
Right.
She saved money. Do you know that when you... Okay, say, for example, you are 250 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that you have to eat 2,500 calories or more? So that's so your appetite is bigger. But when you lose weight and when you maintain and when you condition your mind, you condition your body, you don't eat as much.
Wow.
It's phenomenal.
Wow. And it has, like she was saying, a residual effect into your finances, because when you're not eating out, when you're not making a lot of high-fat foods, you're buying healthier foods, you're actually cooking at home, preparing your own meals, you're actually saving money as well.
She said her
like
family
a double whammy.
Doing it.
Oh, wow. Wow. I know.
Changing
her family
tree.
Yes.
That is phenomenal.
Now, one of the things you mentioned before the break was, you know, about counting calories. I want to touch on that. When I don't know if I ever told you this, but I used to be overweight. I was probably, this was years ago, maybe over 13 years ago. I was 180 pounds, and I started walking on a fluke because I had a job downtown. My husband and I did, downtown D.C. He would park where he worked, but then I had to walk, like, I don't know, eight city blocks to where I worked. Because he had free parking, so, and I'm cheap, you know. I'm not going to pay for parking. And someone commented and said, you know, you look like you're losing weight. And it didn't click. And I looked, I'm like, I am. And it was just a fluke, because I would complain every day about having to walk to and from work. But then I said, well, if I can do this walking, what else can I do? But when I started watching what I ate, I actually kept a diary of what I ate, counting calories. You know, that's kind of, maybe that's a little extreme, but I don't know if you recommend counting calories and making a meal plan and all that, or if there's something that is maybe too over the top.
Well, okay. I help people find out what works best for them.
Okay.
And I do recommend a journal.
Okay, right.
I do. I recommend that they use a journal to track when they eat, how did they feel when they ate it?
Okay.
Did they feel bloated afterwards? Did they feel and so I help, you know, and from whatever is identified in there, just say if, for example, they ate some cabbage and it made them bloated. Then I would, you know, begin to ask them, okay, well, how did you prepare the cabbage? You know, going into details of that nature. So it's, or just say if they had a hamburger and it was wheat bread that they use. Well, then we start to talk about the wheat, you know, and making exchanges, you know, there if it was beef and, you know, so it's individualized. It's not size fits all. For some people, I'm going to tell you, sis, it's not about calories. It's not about how many calories that they're putting in their body, because it could be other things going on as far as with their hypothalamus and the their adrenal glands, and whether their body is producing too much stress cortisol or cortisol, which will make them maintain a whole weight. So no matter what it is you do as far as exercise and counting calories, and sometimes that can actually stress the body. So it's any type of stress. You know, it can even be physical activities that can stress the bodies. So it is an individual, you know, tool. I don't recommend that everyone, you know, do it, because there may be some other things going on, and I don't want to frustrate people. You know, I don't want them to be frustrated, because I'm saying, hey, I need for you to count everything that you put into your mouth.
Right.
But then they're counting, and they're like, I'm still not losing any weight, and I'm still not losing any weight, and what's going on? And the next thing, you know, they're stressing. So it's, you know, let's find out what works best for you. And counting calories may not be that thing, but for some other people, it may be that thing.
Okay. And definitely having a meal plan, having a plan for your meals, because I do that just going into the grocery store every week. I have a plan of what I'm going to cook that week, because you can go in and you're hungry, and you can impulse buy with food especially. So...
That is, you are absolutely right. It is, I believe that most people who, the New Year's resolutioners, now I'm going to tell you, anytime you wait, when you make a resolution can be done at any time. It does not have to be done at the beginning of a year. So even if you think that you, or if you have fallen off of your regimen of what you decided that you wanted to do, it's okay. Just resolve it and, you know, pick up where you left off. But I wanted to mention about preparing. A lot of times the New Year's resolutioners, when life begins to get in the way and they haven't and they're preparing, then that's when they slip. Make sure that you are constantly and consistently preparing your meals. Don't be left unguarded, meaning if you know that you're going to have a busy day, don't go to work and not have any snacks to keep you, you know, satiated. You know, you want to make sure that you have, you know, some mixed trail, you know, nuts in your drawer, that you have some fruit with you, that you have something that you can put on your stomach, because the moment that you don't have anything, you're going to go, if you have a vending machine or a cafeteria, you're going to go there. It's going to mess with your thinking, because when you don't eat, it really affects your ability, your capability to make sound decisions. So.
That's true. That's very true. So, like I said, for me, I was a little overweight. I was 180 pounds. Some people may say that's not a lot, but for me, it was a lot. And I'm a little bit above my optimal weight right now. I'm 150. I can say
that. But I'm going to tell you, not bad, though, Sherry.
Okay.
Because I'm 150, and I feel fine and fabulous.
Okay.
I'm 150.
Good. I'm good.
Our body structures are different, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But we're both 150. And it's okay. See, a size 2 doesn't make you healthy.
The number. We get so focused on the number, right?
And the thing is that really I could still, you could weigh 150 and be a size 4. I know you're like, how can that be so? Because lean muscle. Remember, muscle weighs more than fat.
Mm-hmm.
It literally weighs more than fat. And if you go to my Facebook page, I actually show you, my fan page, I actually show you how much a pound of fat is. And it's a lot, and it looks yucky. And it's a lot. What muscle? Muscle is more solid.
Now,
so you could
your,
literally be 150 pounds and be a size 4.
Now, if people want to go to Facebook, they want to go to Facebook, what's the keyword they need to type in to get to your page?
Fit for the kingdom.
Fit the number 4, the kingdom.
Kingdom, yes.
Awesome. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Run by Sanctos Real. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you in a few. Welcome back to Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray, and I want to remind everyone that you have access to my Financial Legacy Workshop via telephone now. You can, if you want more information about that, you can email me at sherrygray@themoneymom.org. It's a 3-hour course, and we talk about everything from budgeting, getting out of debt, and saving for retirement, saving for college, and leaving a legacy to those that you leave behind. So it's very, very, and of course, it's all biblically based, so that's an awesome, awesome workshop. So if you want more information about how to have access to that workshop, you can email me again at sherrygray@themoneymom.org. And I want to remind everyone again, anyone that calls in this hour with a question or calls in any of my shows with a question, you will receive a free copy of my new ebook, Coming In and Going Out, The Guide to Making More and Spending Less, okay? And one of the things, LaTanya, I know that it's true for me. There were times, like I said, when I was overweight and I would get frustrated and I just couldn't lose it, or I would go, you know, my weight would go up and down. What do you tell a person? They come to you and they say, I've tried everything and I can't lose the weight. I've tried to lose weight over and over again and I haven't succeeded. And they feel like they're never going to lose weight. What do you say to them?
I tell them to try Jesus.
That's a good answer. Because it's like you said, at the top of the hour, they're trying. Sometimes we try to do things in our own strength, and it does not work. It doesn't work.
Yeah, and then, you know, I what we do is we identify what is lacking in their primary food. And I have identified primary food as your relationships, your family, your finances, your spirituality, your creativity, those things that drive you. And that is primary food to me. Secondary food would be what you put in your mouth.
Wow.
So we there's an analysis that is conducted, and we just go through and we talk. And, you know, that's what's so awesome about having Holy Spirit is because he will begin to identify, because, you know, he knows all. He will begin to identify what needs to happen in that person's life in order for them to achieve the necessary results that he wants them to have and what they're looking for. And that's how we go, because we're spiritual beings. And so if there's something and you know, going on within us, it, you know, he knows it. And we just have to tap into him and find out what that thing is. And once we, you know, follow whatever it is that he's telling us to do, the weight will come off. It will come off to make sure that everything is, you know, that everything is aligned.
It's funny you said that, because even with money, a lot of times with money, 9 times out of 10, it's not the money. It's a deeper issue. The money problems are a manifestation. And just like with weight and sometimes bad eating habits, because eating can be very emotional, and we, it makes us feel better. It's a comfort thing. We call it comfort food. And it's probably, like you said, a deeper issue going on. It just manifests itself in your poor eating habits.
Right. And, you know, I am actually a part of this awesome documentary that is airing in New York. I mean, this documentary is so awesome, and I am just thankful to God that I, have the opportunity to be a part of it. It is called Project Eat, Move, Optimally Now, and we are tackling the, and they have called this diabesity. Have you ever heard of that term?
No.
It is diabetes and obesity, and they've combined the two. This is something that we're talking about, because there are people that are eating themselves to death. They are enjoying food to death. They are committing death, you know, by food. Or suicide by food. And it's like there is something that's going on and something that people are lacking, and they're not getting the necessary help that they need, and they feel defeated. They feel hopeless. They go to their doctor, and the doctor says, you're always going to have diabetes. You're always going to have to take these medications. You're always going to have – they never prescribe anything. They never prescribe hope. You know, they never prescribe it. So when you talk about that deep emotional-rooted – you know, and it affects every area of our lives. So it's like, you know what, it's time. It's time to root that thing up so that you can fulfill the purpose that God has placed upon you and what he's anointed you to do. It's time.
And that brings me back. I did not read the scripture for this show. I just want to read it real quick before we go on. The scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 through 27. And it says, don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize. So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. So I like the analogy to keeping your body in shape and, you know, spirituality and all that. So I thought that was fitting. But, yeah, like you were saying, if we don't keep ourselves in shape, how are we going to fulfill the purpose God has for us? We're going to be tired. We're going to be, you know, sick. We're not going to be able to get up and do what God called us to do.
You know, and especially in the Christian community, you know, the world, they just don't know. But we know better. Mm-hmm. We
right.
know better. And so when we, you know, if we think about it, we are the army of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
if you think
yeah.
about it. And so if we are out and we are in a battle, but yet mm. our gear, there are holes in our gear, and I look at holes as being arthritis, fibromyalgia.
Right.
It could be heart disease. It can be high blood pressure, hypertension. It can be mm-hmm. diabetes. It could be any autoimmune disease or deficiency, lupus.
Right.
Those are holes in our armor.
Mm.
Holes, and it's like, okay, let's get that patched up. Let's let him heal. Well, actually, he's already done it. He's healed you. Walk in your healing.
Mm.
Walk in it, meaning that you condition your body, because your mind tells your body what to do. Your
yes,
body doesn't
sir.
Tell your mind what to do.
It's
and really
mind.
Listen to the Spirit of God. What is he saying to you? You if, and especially if you have him and he's a part of your weight loss plan, meaning that I'm
yeah.
going to meditate on scriptures, I'm going to apply
mm.
the scriptures to my life. He says,
yeah.
don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Don't you
mm.
know it? And you have
yeah.
to respect the Holy Spirit. Respect him.
Wow.
Respect him.
He
I know it doesn't
dwell in
sound,
the temple that...
but it's respect.
Exactly. Wow. It says we were bought with a price, a high price. So we
high
have to
price.
Take care of. We have to take care of what was given to us, and that is as our bodies. Because
mm-hmm.
if we don't take care of that, everything else, it affects everything else in our lives.
We can't
and,
fight.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that we can't, you know, we can't, we're in a war, and we just going to be able to successfully, you know, it. God wants heaven and earth to collide. We don't have to wait to heaven to have excellent or optimal health. We can have that
yeah.
optimal health right here on this earth.
Mm.
And he says that he wants his will to be done in earth.
Yeah.
How else is it going to be done in earth as it is in heaven unless it be done through us?
Yes.
It has to be.
Now, that's one of the things I want to ask you, too. What can, because a lot of times, it's the same thing with finance. I tell people that reaching your financial goals is a marathon, not a sprint. So people get overwhelmed. They try to go gung-ho, and they try to be all in, and then they get overwhelmed, and they get discouraged. But I tell people, you just take baby steps, one step at a time. What's one thing that people can do today just to begin, just taking a first step to reaching their optimal health?
Surrender. Say yes.
Mm.
Say yes.
Mm.
That's all
yeah.
you have to do is say, you know what, I say yes. It's a mind. Make up your mind. And in
mm.
your mind, say yes.
Right.
And say yes.
And
I surrender. I'm done trying to do this on my own. I want to live. I want to live. The Bible says
mm-hmm.
the Bible says that you shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. So you have to make up in your mind, I will not die. I
wow.
will not die. I am going to live. I surrender.
Wow. That's it. That's it. Wow. That's amazing. And that's the same thing I teach people, too. It's like you have to make up your mind. I used to teach people about finances. I used to start with the budget. And then I saw people, I can teach you the mechanics of what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then I backed up and I added a fourth section before the budgeting. And it's called Where's the Treasure? And it's all about changing your heart and changing your mind. Because if you don't do that, I can teach you everything you need to know. To get out of debt, to budget, to save for the future. But if you don't change your mind, and if you don't, like you said, submit to the word of God and say, I'm going to not do what I want to do, but
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do what you called me to do and you've mandated me to do. If you don't change your thinking first, the rest of what I say doesn't mean anything.
doesn't mean anything. It goes in one ear and out the other, and it's just
mm-hmm.
it's just babble.
Mm-hmm.
Babble. But yeah, I mean, so you know,
surrender.
This is it. That's what you have to do.
Wow, that's amazing. That's true. That's it right there. Well, wow, that was good.
You know,
I want to ask you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that discipline, when you have discipline, you can do anything, because discipline, and Bishop talks about this, is discipleship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You have discipline,
yeah.
You can accomplish anything.
Wow.
Thing. Discipline.
Mm. I think about the fruits of the Spirit. The last one is self-control.
Self-control.
We have control over, we can make up our own minds if we want. And it's up to us to do it. Take that first step, like you said, and surrender and submit. Say, I'm going to do, going to start living the way you want me to live. And that includes living in wellness and living in good health.
Mm-hmm.
One question I want to ask you before we wrap up. This has absolutely nothing to do with getting fit, but it's just a personal question.
Uh-huh.
And just incorporating it into the show this year. I call this God is still working. Name one thing about yourself that you can say, God is still working on this in me to take me from where I am to where he wants me to be. It's just a personal question.
Okay, that's, wow.
Just one thing.
One thing. I would say wisdom.
Mm.
Wisdom. He is still cultivating his wisdom in me.
Mm.
And, his word tells us that if we lack in wisdom, then we ask him and he'll give it to us. And so I'm constantly seeking him for wisdom, because when you're dealing with, or I won't say dealing because I don't like that word. Let me not use that word. But when you are helping people and you're serving people and you're wanting to see them whole, complete, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking anywhere. And when you are conversing with them and you hear the ignorance, and I'm talking of the ignorance of, just being in darkness they believe their doctor more than they believe you. Or they just believe what they see on TV or what's in the world, and you're pouring out. I have to use wisdom not to get emotionally entangled.
Mm. Me too. Well, you try to tell people, okay, this is what you need. This is what you need to do. This is what you need to do, and then they don't do it. It's like,
No, I began to question myself, like, okay, God, did I? He's like, no, and that's why he said it's a mindset, but you don't give up on that person. You just pull back until they're ready to submit, and you'll know, because I'll tell you. So,
mm-hmm.
wisdom.
That's true. That's very true, because they may not be ready right now, but your job is to just give them the information, give them the knowledge. That says the
mm-hmm.
Lord, and then God will work on them, and when they're ready to submit and surrender, they'll come back to you.
Yep.
And that's all you can do.
Yep.
If listeners want to contact you after the show, if they have more questions or they want to just learn more about what you do, how can they reach you?
They can reach me via email at latanya@fit4thekingdom.net, or you can send me a message on Facebook under Latanya Ellington. Or you can become a fan of my fan page, and I tell you, I have absolutely so much free stuff out there. I tell you, if you followed everything that I put out there, you would lose weight. You would be fit not only physically but mentally and spiritually. And that's, you can become a fan of Fit for the Kingdom, keyword Fit for the Kingdom.
Wow.
I tell you,
okay,
Sherry, I'm giving so much stuff away for free, and it's okay because it's not mine anyway. So
exactly.
I give it away, and because I want people to succeed. When one succeeds, we all succeed, because that person that succeeds, they have something for the rest of us or other people. So
exactly. But you do have she does have programs, and she works with people individually, one-on-one, and you can check
mm-hmm.
that out as well on her website, fit4thekingdom.net. Thank you, Latanya, for joining me this hour. You, of course, as always, give such good information and good advice, and I love that it's based on the Word of God, and it's always a joy having you on the show. So thank you again for coming on again.
You are welcome, Sherry, anytime.
Awesome. For you guys listening out there, my next show is going to be in a couple of weeks. It's going to be January 29th. My guest will be resume interview and career expert Fiona Aboladay, founder of Successful Resume Services. And remember, you can listen to my live show online at blogtalkradio.com/TheMoneyMom. If you missed the live shows, don't worry. You can listen to my recordings of my past shows at themoneymom.org. I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Richard Small. I'm going old school for the last song of the show. This is Total Praise by Richard Smallwood. I love this song, one of my all-time favorites. And I want to just thank you guys for listening in and tuning in. Until next time, this is Sherry Gay, the Money Mom, and I'll see you next time.